Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. When my boys were little, my office was at home. One day, my oldest son decided that he wanted to act out the story of Noah's Ark. He handed out the parts to the cast. He was to be Noah, his mom was to be Mrs. Noah, and his younger brother would play the part of God. Sometime later, I could hear him calling out, "God, where are you, God?" Apparently, his younger brother had wandered off, and, as younger brothers do, wasn't following the director's orders. God wasn't very obedient that day. It's stunning to think that God would be obedient to anyone. He created all things. Nothing would exist unless he allowed it to. You and I would not draw one more breath, and the earth would not make one more turn unless God himself allowed it to happen. And yet, God humbled himself. Jesus allowed sinful human beings to disrespect him, arrest him, mock him, and harm him. He could have stopped them and dropped them dead in their tracks if he chose to. But Jesus chose something else, to humble himself and be obedient, obedient all the way to death on a cross. How far does your obedience to God go? On our best of days, maybe we can feel good that we were able to show God's love to someone, to turn the other cheek when tempted to lash out, to turn away from some temptation that allured us. And yet, even our very best days can't free us from the fact that we are sinful in our very nature. And then there are the days when we don't act our best. Jesus, despite his power and authority, became obedient to the extreme, even death on a cross. Jesus chose perfect obedience to his heavenly Father. Jesus chose willing submission, even to sinful humans. He chose obedience all the way to a gruesome and shameful death. Jesus' obedience was never half-hearted or occasional. Because Jesus obeyed, we have forgiveness. Through faith in him, his obedience has become ours. Lord Jesus, thank you for submitting yourself to the cross to save me. Grant me faith to grow in setting aside my own desires to serve my God and others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.